Bemis, it's known that today is a great talk, a very great day. It's Yom Gimel Pashab Shalach. The Meta Marimov said it's a school for Panosa to say Shna Mikra Vecha Targum. And Bemis Ravindu Marimov himself was Oisit in Chedushim, I think it said 22 years in Inyoni Amon, which brought down Sinodis Hashpa of Panosa, but it Panosa to the world. And Chedush Arim was also very mapped to be Mechadish Chedushim in Yoni Amon. As we know that Mon, Loinit Natura El Loich Le Amon, Shatiz and Mon is the Indian of Sinner and Spa that we look to the Rebbeinu Shalom for everything and we rely on the Rebbeinu Shalom for everything. That's why Mon was given every single day, not once a year, once a month. Today, as Kalal Yisrael, to look, we're diving to the Rebbeinu Shalom every day. And the Baal HaTorah brings the remez. It says in Perik Tezayin, Posik Tezayin, it says in the Posik, Zeh Adobar Hashem Sivu Hashem, Litu Mimenu Ishli Fiyachu, Isu Madamon. Zot the Baal HaTorah, in this Posik is the whole Aleph base. The Gans Aleph base is in this Posik. To tell you that anyone who came in the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring him Panosa without Torah, like the Oichle Amon ate without Torah. So we see the idea of Mon is that we should focus ourselves on Avodas Hashem, and hopefully in Yitz Hashem we should be zeichet to Panos Hashem and Hashemayim. Bema says the first shaila by Mon is what did they say bracha Rishona? Let's talk about bracha Rishona. And what bracha Rishona did they say if they did say bracha? So Bema says, where do we know the whole concept of bracha Rishona? The whole concept of bracha Rishona is stated in brachas Tavlam Tehom Adalev. And it brings a steer in Pesukim. It says, Ashemayim, it says, Ashemayim, Shemayim, Hashem, Va'oretz Nosan Lim Ne'odom. That says that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave the land, the earth, Olam Hazeh, gave to human beings. Aba Mitzad Achir, it says, Hashem, Ha'oretz Amloyev. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave, the Oretz gave the land, gave Olam Hazeh, is owned to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So how do you make a pshar between this apparent contradiction? One posuk says it belongs to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and one posuk says it belongs to the Oretz, not San Livnei Adam. Got the Gemara, Kan Livnei Abrocha, before the Brocha it belongs to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Kan Le'achra Brocha, that after the Brocha a person could be Nehne from Olam Hazeh. And taka the words of the posuk, the words of the Brice is Toner Abolam, Osa Lo'ilo Adam, it's forbidden to benefit from Olam Hazeh below Bracha. And then it continues, anyone who benefits from Olam Hazeh below Bracha, it's done like Me'ila, being Me'ila in Kochim, so to speak. In other words, there's a tremendous stress. Why do we make a Bracha Rishon in general? In order that we shouldn't take from Olam Hazeh without permission from the Rebbeinu Shalom. So the Bracha is a form of Rishus from the Rebbeinu Shalom to get Hana from Olam Hazeh. Now the question is, where did the Mon come from? So Shteitim, Midrashim, Shteit, as it had, the Menei Soska brings down, as the Mon had some, it was a, it could have been a Mazon Ruchni, but even it was a Mazon, but it had a taste of Olam Hazeh in it. So much so that he wants to touch up the Mishnah in Birka Obis, which says that Dorah Deya and the Midbar did not have Olam Hazeh because they had already been Toyim Olam Hazeh already in this world. So basically, the Bnei Soska is saying that this lechem was a taste, was from the Olam Hazeh. It was a Ruchnis Tikazach, was the Olam Hazeh. It wasn't within the parameters, within the category of Olam Hazeh. So Meila, Bnei Soska says they did not make a Bracha Rishonah. Interesting. He said they didn't make a Bracha Rishonah because this Gans Gemara in Brachas is stressing on the point of Kol Hanenu Olam Hazeh. So it's only if you got Hanor from Olam Hazeh you have to make a Bracha Rishonah. But if you get Hanor from Olam Hazeh, from the next world, something from the next world, which is not very common fact except in those 40 years in the Midbar. Actually, the Gansach was Olam Hazeh. Or the Ikka. You know what? There's Ikka and Tofel. So the Ikka is the Zichah Olam Hazeh. And the Tofel is Olam Hazeh. So Vadikavitsa didn't make a Bracha. You don't make a Bracha. Something is Tofel, and the Ikka, you don't make a Bracha on Tofel.
Yeah. They described it as
Lachem Hakroikel,
which is,
they
didn't get any benefits, any
survey
from it. I think
Brachos,
you have to get some.
So Reuben's asking like this. Reuben's asking more regarding the Brocha Achreina, because the Mazen, because Shteit Vachalta, Vesavata, Verachta. Bachata, you eat, but Sawata, you're satisfied, Barachta, you make a bracha. That bracha is referring to Birkas Hamazon. But bracha Rishonah, even if you have a morsel of food, a mashal food, you don't look at the element of Sphere. That doesn't matter. As long as it's achila, a form of achila, then you make a bracha Rishonah. The Birkas Hamazon will come to later. So bracha Rishonah, according to the B'nai Yisroel, they did not make a bracha Rishonah. However, they ask a kasha, straight in Zohar HaKadosh. Zohar HaKadosh says, they made brocha kadisha. Brocha kadisha, they made a brocha. That's the Lashon HaZohar. They made a brocha. They did make a brocha. So over Zohar, we have to understand, according to the other Mepharshim, we're following the Zohar HaKadosh, what's pshat, what brocha did they make? So we can analyze it. What brocha did they make? It was zichr called lechem. Mon is called lechem, because many times it's called in Bishalach, and it's called Lechem, and we see taka later, by the way, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakim Birkas Hamazon on it, because they had the Shem Lechem, we'll see that later. So Zichr was called Lechem, and the Torah calls it very often Lechem, Lechem in HaShemayim. So what bracha did they make on this Lechem? So are you going to say, pastors don't say, you don't make Amitzi Lechem in Oretz. Why not Amitzi Lechem in Oretz? Because you take the word Amitzi Lechem, okay, and a Chanami, Amitzi Lechem fits in, but Min Ha'oretz means from the ground. It doesn't mean from Eretz Yisrael. It's not like Eretz Chamda Tov Rechava. It's Eretz. Eretz means the earth. The earth. Posh of the earth. It's not coming from the earth. So it came. So Mr. Manuel is Mr. Hong, sorry. Yeah. I was screaming. Yeah, same thing. Same place. Yeah. So Mr. Amal is saying, they said a brocha, Amitzi Lechem in HaShemayim. So Enoch Hanami, the Amal Foshim would say, Taka, they said the brocha, Amitzi Lechem in HaShemayim. That's the one side. So we can suggest that the Nusach HaBrocha was Amitzi Lechem in HaShemayim. There are those who prefer to go on the line of Be'ah Shetobu V'Chazal, rather take a Nusach HaBrocha, which we are accustomed to. So they are looking for what brocha you can make. So it says like this, there is a very interesting, if someone's got lechem, and this lechem grew on an oxis she'enu nokum. Oxis she'enu nokum is a plant pot that has not got a hole. Because if the plant pot's got a hole, then the hole itself enables the nourishment, especially if the plant pot's on the earth itself, it enables the nourishment from the plant straight to the ground, in the truth from the ground, so it's connected to the ground. So when the Gemara talks about otzi, very often it talks about otzis she'ena nokuv, that is, has not got a hole, so the plant pot is a separate item from the ground. So what bracha would you make on if let's say you had chameshis minim that came from an otzis she'ena nokuv? This is a shayla that Yerushalmi asks. According to
Chaim, it lands on the ground.
But first of all, it landed on the ground, but it came from there. It just landed on the ground. It fell on the ground. So Mela, to answer the question, first of all, gather what Reuben asked, it landed on the ground. Reuben, it ended off on the ground. But Pashtus, it came from Shemaim, just ended off on the ground. Poshpshai, it ended off on the ground. So we have to understand, what's halacha? By Chamesh Mim, Dukin Halacha Lamaisa, Fal speaks about this, all the place can speak. Let's say you've got something that grows on hydraulics, what's it called? Not hydraulics, hydroponics. All these type of things. Basically, it's based on the Gemara. Otzis She'eno Nokum, a plant pot that's not Nokum. It's not got a hole, it's not got a hole, it's separated from the ground, but nevertheless, it seems to have the ingredients. Let's talk about Chamesh Mim. It seems to have the ingredients of Chamesh Mim. And you got this bread that was produced from an otzis she'ena nokum. What's halacha? So Be'emes says, according to the way Chai Adam learns, that is a shaila in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi asks the shaila, otzis she'ena nokum, do you make hamotzi lechem in oretz? Do you make hamotzi lechem in oretz? Otzis she'ena nokum.
If it's grown in earth, but it hasn't got otzis nokum, why shouldn't you make
hamotzi lechem
in oretz? Isn't it classed as earth?
Oh, so it actually means, when you say hamotzi lechem in oretz means the ground, I think. That earth is just separated, so it's a new entity. Oh, so Emma says that's good for the shayla. That one could say that's good for the shayla. So the Gemara Yerushalmi asks that shaila, and the Gemara remains with a suffix. It remains with a suffix. So Ayba Zoyb, it remains with a suffix. Suffix called suffix, what bracha do you make? The Gemara remains with a suffix. Oh. So therefore, whenever you have a suffix bracha, so if you make a mitzvah lecha minoretz, you're not sure. So actually you made the bracha of the batala. So the best thing is, so either shahaku niyeh b'dvari, translate the word shahaku niyeh b'dvari, everything from the word of Hashem, so there's no contradiction to the mot. Or you could say, if you want to get more focused, more closer to home, you could say, boire mine mezoines, because Hashem created different types, different species of mezoines. Mezoines, the connotation of mezoines is, it gives satisfaction. So there's no contradiction to mot. So Ayvazoi, we can see the way the Chaya Odom learns Pshat and Rishalmi, we could say Neman, we'll see the choice. Either you could say Shaka Nebbore, or you could make Boire Mine Bezonis. Or we could say, like Mr. Hamel said, Lechem and Hashemayim.
Or you can make Hamets without Shem and Chorish.
Yeah, but that's not the Chatzchile. You should say with the Shem Hashem. You should say with the Shem Hashem.
It's not mates,
it is.
I know, mates means bring out. So Hashem brought out from Shemayim. No, that's not such a contradiction.
You did the weight in the ground. You did the work in the ground.
Yeah. But Emmett says, Reuben asked before like this. Reuben said the choir came from the ground. Now, obviously, the Olam were up in arms because they said, no, it came from the ground. But it's very interesting. I just want to vishtak in Reuben's kasha. Tell you why. Because there's a whole Indian. Why did the... What Issa did Klal Yisrael have to go and collect the mon? State later in the parsha that it was an Issa on Klal Yisrael to go and collect the mon. That means there was no mon on Shabbos. There was no mon on Shabbos. But it's Masma. If the mon would have fallen, there was an Issa. Masma in the Pesukim, when Dosh Yira went out, there was an Issa for them to go and collect the mon. And the Sforna says that the issue was that in general, in the weekday, the mon fell and there was a towel underneath, a towel on top. And the Sforna learns, I'm not saying other Mephoshim learn like that, Sforna learns that it was connected to the ground. It wasn't connected to the ground, that's the whole thing. It was somewhat connected to the ground, and therefore, if they would have gone out on Shabbos, they would have had been over Meleches Koitzer, uprooting it from its source of growth. And therefore, there is a line of thought, Esther, to say there is minorets. That's what Reuben meant. That is, Esther is minorets. Sorry? What was it? Oh, yeah. About that. That's a more positive shot. Yeah. But the truth is, it's not the... it's not the Ongenem Pshat. And besides that, you should know that your Oiva Koitzer, even if you take mushrooms from its source of growth, mushrooms are on the ground, but they're not really yoinic from the ground, they're on the ground, and they're growing somewhat from the air, and you're still Oiva Koitzer, because Oika, the words of the Gemara in the Shabbat is Oika Dava Migdulai. So even this mon was somewhat attached to the ground. It wasn't really attached to the ground, it was somewhat attached. It was grown from something, and it was on the ground. So it's true you could be over oikadova mikadoli, taking something from its source of growth, which is koita, but nevertheless, the bracha would be shaku, and the raya is mushroom. Mushroom is something that you are over koita, if you take it, or moss that grows on buckets and that, you take off, and let's say it's edible, if you eat it, it'd be shaku. So legaba the hills of brochets, it wouldn't make such a difference, even if we do go along that line. Now we have to go, what was the brocha achreino? What was the brocha? So the Yidua, there's a famous Gemara, Memchesom and Beis, brochet Memchesom and Beis. And Memchesom and Beis state the Zoyvut. State Tonu Rabbonon, it's the Omer of Nachman, Moshe Tikein Yisrael Bikas Hazon, at the time that Mon came down, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakim Bikas Azon. And then it continued, who was Mesakim? The next prophet Yeshua was Mesakim Bikas Oretz. And then it said, David Shleim, and they were sacking by Shleim, David was sacking Ad Israel, Amech by Shleim Recho, and Shleim was sacking the Abbas of the Kodesh. But basically, as the Machshah explains, this was all encapsulated in the words of a Chalta, with Savata Verach, the Bemis is Minatoira. The way the Bryce and Rav Nachman bring it, it just explained how they formulated and what Nusach they gave. But you say the Dova is stated in the Borim, Vachalta, Vesavato, Varachto, and that's referring to Bikkus HaMozin. Bikkus HaMozin is Manatoira. So when it says that Moshe was sacking, you saw Bikkus HaZon, Bishor, Sheyora Lemon, you mean Bikkus HaMozin. Yes. So we see from the Gemara that the Brocha Achrona was Bikkus HaMozin.
But I actually called it Lechem.
Because it said by Bikkus HaMozin, the passage before that's Lechem, Lubim Eskenu Tzucha Lechem. So Takashtay Lechem. And here the Torah uses the name Lechem the whole time. So the Chora, it seems to fit in very well. The Avadi is, as this was Bikkus HaMozin, it was Mila Torah. So the Chaya Odin brings a Raya. In Halacha Lemaisa, that if ever you have a food that you make Bikkus HaMozin on, it does not necessarily mean that the Brocha Rishona had to be a Mitzvah Lechem Menorot. Because if we go through all the shittas, we see one shitta said Shakil, one shitta said a Mitzvah Lechem Nishmai, one shitta said Barim Neim Zonis, and none of them seem to say a Mitzvah Lechem Menorot. And nevertheless, it states before us that Bikkus HaMozin the made them on. Why is it Bikkus HaMozin you can make on a food where the Brocha Rishon is not necessarily a Mitzvah Lechem Menorot? Yes. And in fact, in case you ask, a Mitzvah Lechem Menorot actually means Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't mean Eretz Yisrael. A Mitzvah Lechem Menorot means from the earth. While Eretz comes to the Torah Rechava, which is state and benching, that means Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, you see, this is Negel Aloch Al Maisa. There is, however, I've seen a tiny, the Beis Pinchas, that was the Rav of Vishnitz in Stamford Till, Rav Schneebel, the Ukrainian side of the Baruch, he says like this, that all those who actually don't go on the Mahalach Chai Adam, they say if they benched, then Muzai, what they benched on, this is the Gel Halacha, but I'm not sure we go like that, he says that if they benched, Muzai, the Baruch Rishoyna must have been a Mitzvah Lechem Menorot. So I bazoi, we've got Shweer. How could they say Mitzvah Lechem Menorot Amon? We just said, you can't say Mitzvah Lechem Menorot Amon. Of a Dosh Tehmet Furish in Mem Ches Amon Beis, it said, Moshe Tikel Yisrael Bikas Azon, B'shol Sheyor Lehmon. And that's referring to the Bokse, B'chal Tavos Amot Amorachto. So how does that all stem? How does it all fit in? So the Beis Binchas, he explains like this. There is a Gemara in Yuma, that I find Hayom Beis, explains like this. He says, that very interesting, there is a tremendous stira in the Pesukim. Because we mentioned before, someone mentioned before, that Lechem HaKloikel, it's called Lechem HaKloikel, who called it Lechem HaKloikel? Not Chalila Rabbeinu Shalom, Klal Yisrael, when they complained. And what was their taina? Their taina was that they would eat and they never had to relieve themselves. The reason was, it was Lechem HaShemayim, and the Gemara calls it Lechem Abirim. It's taken from a pasuk and tell him Lechem Abirim. Lechem Abirim means Lechem of Evorim. It went in the Ramach Evorim, and it got sort of absorbed in Ramach Evorim, and they never had to bring out the psoilas, azoyas. There was no form of ikul, there was no form of digestion. There was no, normally we have digestion simply to remove the psoilas from the oichel, and then one has to relieve himself, but here there was no necessity. Why? Well, there was no psoilas, it was completely oichel, there was no necessity of ikul, of digestion, and it simply was absorbed straight away. A tremendous inyan.
That's Mechuspos. It's Chosavov.
It's Ramachi 248. Oh. Mechuspos is 248 without the Vav. Yeah. It went straight into the Ramach HaBorim. No psoilas. So, Oy Bezoi, Frek the Gemara, this is the new word. The Gemara Frek is our Kasha. He said, Yishtei Dalton, Yishtei Yosei Tiyer Lecho Mechutz. And you've got to have a place outside the machnet for one to relieve themselves. And it stayed off to Mefurish in the posit, in the Torah, Yosef Tielechom Chutz. One has to set out a basic issue. So, how does one answer the apparent steer?
What's the steer?
Why not? Because the person doesn't need to relieve himself.
They've got other foods as well. They are famous.
Oh, the Rams are good. Yeah.
What was the country?
All right, so he asked what to cash in the Gemara.
Yeah, that's pretty
well. It could be the Gemara Galton had shaited, had a mom. What else do they need? No, Yosef is referring to Gedolim. No, it's referring to. No, Yosef is referring to Gedolim. Yeah. Because when Minatoyer is only.
Yeah.
So basically, the Gemara asked Yosef to Yelechom Chutz Machna. And you're going to have to set the Beit Kisa outside the Machna. Beit Kisa means for Gedolim. So, Oyba Zoy, why? The Gemara has to answer this apparent student. So the Gemara said, very interesting, they are Tagre Umis Oilam. There are people from the Umis Oilam. They saw there's a whole camp of Yidin, 600,000. But when you think of it, it's 1 in 600,000, it's 3 million. I think Torah says 3 million. 600,000 from 20 to 60 of Zechorim, of the 3 million. So you can imagine a Gansa Machna of 3 million Yidin, and they're going on to make Panasa. So the Gemara state, Tigre Umis Oilam is to come and sell them food. So that food was regular food. So the Yidin Vice Chois, besides eating mom, they ate regular food. It's interesting why they did, I don't know, but that's because the lecha, the mom changed to whatever taste you wanted. Yeah. But, how do you?
Because the Gemara says that.
A blind person doesn't have
anything. What's he?
A blind person doesn't have
anything. Yeah, it's a Gemara Dicker. So, the MNC is a Rom Dok, Zergud, Amshayed, and Anchayed. Amshayed, on that table, that table. And Shah is actually, it wasn't his sign eating the mon. However, Muridik it was his sign, because every day, first of all, two things. Every day, they had to have a talk on the wing shrimp. The Lois, the Syrian, and Menad Baker, they weren't allowed to leave it till the morning, and they had to rely completely on the wing shrimp. It was a tremendous sign. Also, they couldn't see the food, because Enochlam, especially according to one man, Doma, they could only change it to whatever taste they wanted, but they couldn't change the actual quality, the actual tangibility of it, the mamoshes, therefore they can never see the food. So the Gemara said it was a tremendous design. You go in a 5-star restaurant and eat, but you can't see the food. The person blindfolds them, says, can't eat the food. You've got no, did you say the Gemara? So Oyba Zoy was a tremendous design. So now we can understand why the Yidin Taka went to Tigre Umzoylam to buy food. So Oyba Zoy is up the Gemara, Abshati, the Tigre, so they bought from Tigre Umzoylam regular food. So they bought regular food. If they bought regular food, they obviously have to relieve themselves. They have to go to the Beit Kisei. So Oyba Zoy, on that food, not the Beit Pinchas, Beit Pinchas, and he said, on that food, there was Bikas and Mazon instituted. And he learns like this. It's a great Chiddush, but Dr. Zoy, Omar of Nachman, Moshe Tikkun Yisrael, Bikas Azom, Bishor, at the time, in that Tukufa, Shayora Lemon, Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin Bikas Mazon. It wasn't Masakin actually on the Mon, it was Bishor Shayora Lemon. At the time that Mon came down in 40 years in the Midbar, in that Tukufa, Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin Bikas Mazon on the regular food that they bought from the Goyim. But not on the Mon itself. But Lichur is a Gavaldig
Chiddush. They had Slav as well, didn't they?
Yeah, but Slav you don't make Bikas Mazon. Yeah, Slav means. So, yeah. So, but it could be the bulk bread, yeah.
Or flour, whatever.
Bulk flour, yeah. So, but MC is, the Chayre is a tremendous chiddush. And the Poshup Shat that most of the Poshup take on, that they made because of Mazin on Mon itself.
This whole concept of getting bread from somewhere else, like the whole is a spirit to really what the whole Mon was about. People were embarrassed not to get them on because they were going to be starving, therefore, do Averas. Here they carry on.
That's also a very good point what Reb Simcha is saying. I said the Nisoyan also was trying to sign that Yad Sadiqim, Beinanim, and Rishoyim. And every morning, you can imagine the social pressure that they get up, as a Sadiq, as a Beinanim, and Chabrai is showing, and it's not even Lashon Hara, you can see yourself, I'm a foolish. It's a tremendous pressure, so perhaps if there was this Yates Hara to buy from the Tigre Umsoylam.
How could they? Otherwise, they wouldn't have this.
But the truth is, it could be the Bnei Shalom gave up Oymer like a Golias every single day. So the truth is, it didn't really help them to buy it elsewhere. That's the truth. Because it seemed to be a Choyk B'Liyavid that had Oymer like a Golias every single day. When they gathered a lot, when they gathered little, it always came out Oymer like a Golias. Yeah.
You eat something and you really hate it, you don't like it, maybe just for a fool, you don't make a. Now, the fear of Rav, they complained about this.
Yes.
It wasn't nasty. When Moshe was happy, it was for the people who had the Munna and they enjoyed the Munna. Then you make a. But for Taka, for the people who didn't like the Munna and complained about it, Hashem comes out and
I don't know if they didn't have to, they're mechoy, because it's interesting to know what happens if a person has food and he doesn't appreciate it. Lots of children don't appreciate it, but they've still got to make because of them. Unless it's literally painful, literally, mamish the maki, they sick it up, then over Zoe, pasha, the person has to make a bracha. Because very often a person thinks one day Zoe, one day Zoe, one day. You can't go according to the thoughts of a person because he has his ups and downs. One day he likes food, one day he doesn't. He still has to say the. In halacha, he's got to say it. But Roy and Farshan don't learn like the Beis Pinchas. Roy and Farshan Zicha learn the Pshat is the Meida on the Mon. And we see it comes to Chayz Azoy. And in Halacha, it comes to Chayz Azoy. The Chay Odin brings this as. Yeah, in fact, there's a Raya from a Mishnah. Otsis She'ein Enochim. Nochimol. Otsis She'ein Enochim. Yeah, it's a Mishnah. You've got a plant pot which has got no hole in. So the plant pot is detached from the earth, no connection to the earth, and it's got this, and it's grown on this detached earth. So it's not called Amitzi Lech Menorah, it's not Mamish called Menorah, not Mamish called the earth of the ground. Nevertheless, the Mishnah state Mefurish, it's the first Mishnah in Shloisha Shachru. Shloisha Shachru in the 7th Perek of Brachos, it's Mefurish Mishnah, as you make Birkas Hamazon, Rashash brings this right, make Birkas Hamazon on Otzis She'enoi Nochem. And Zetman Klal, so that was the concept by Mom, even though it was, if you want to compare it to something in this world, it's Otzis She'enoi Nochem, it wasn't attached to the ground, came in a Shemaim, but nevertheless it's appropriate for it to make Birkas Hamazon. The answer is you have to say like this. Legaba bracha rishona the Rishalmi's got a sofik, and actually we can understand the sofik because amitzi lechem in the orez means from the ground of the earth, which means. But by birkas hamazon, it didn't apply that sofik. Reb David, you agree? It didn't apply that sofik. Reb David's saying good. That sofik of Rishalmi is only in bracha rishona. It's only bracha rishona. Bracha achrona, there's no sofik. Check before Hashem. Brachas, and Mishnah was masakim birkas hamazon. There's no sofik. So you say Chai Adam brings it as a raya, and you make birkas hamazon on wheat that doesn't grow direct on the ground. You make birkas hamazon, and Bemis came up and furish in a Mishnah in 7th Perek of Brachas. They said otzis she'ein enokim. They make birkas hamazon. So it's very negel. Alochel Ma'aseh. The Rambam speaks about it, about what's called hydroponic.
You're not to move
us
change
looking
on Shabbos.
Some asking,
but they don't know.
No, it's a Shabbos thing. Yeah. I heard the other day that Falk is more makel, but listen, they bring a famous ma'aser of the Sheikh Talebi with the Chazanish. So someone said to me that apparently that he wants to time that was in there as well, but
is it unique from the Duma?
But that's Pshat in the Gemara, I don't know. It could be he wants to say in practice it was unique from the Duma, but the Pshat in the Gemara. It goes with the lines that it's no unique of a pashtus. Yeah. The question is there an issa? But I don't think we'll have time to finish it. Was there an issa statement for us in the posuk as by Shabbos state, as they were not allowed to eisa shetoyfu eifu, whatever you need to bake, you bake before Shabbos. Eisa shetavash v'sheli, whatever you need to cook, you cook before Shabbos. That's Mamas brought in the middle of Pashas Mon. So Rashi learns talking about general hilchos Shabbos. Whatever you need to bake. Whatever you need to cook, cook. And even though it's talking in the middle of Pashas Mon, she's talking about what they bought from Tagrum Mishoyim, what's talking the Torah is, what's necessary. However, there is a mechilta that learns. as it's referring to mon. And what they need to have cooked or baked from the mon, they have to be done Erev Shabbos. So I'll just say very quickly, the Chiddush Nifla is, as what did they do with the mon? According to one Pshat, they did nothing to the mon. They just thought in their mind, and whatever the thought happened. So if they wanted to be like a cooked apple, it became cooked. Cooked meat became cooked meat. If they wanted to even, according to one Pshat, it even changed the quality. It wasn't just in Re'iyah alone, it was also in Mamoshet. So that they had to all do Erev Shabbos. Zevin the greatest Chiddush. Hilchas Bishul is even if you think something and it automatically makes it, which is Chiddush Nifla. But it's used in Halacha. But I think we'll have to stop here. And we'll go down to Shefa Panosa, which...
Oh,